Welcome to the Intentional Parenting Podcast. My name is France Taillard. I am a mom and parenting coach. I coach moms how to consciously parent their child and re-parent themselves using human design and other tools. Each week, I bring you a message to guide you on this journey we call parenting. Why? Because it is one of my biggest skills and talents in life as a 3-5 splenic projector is to be a problem solver. I experience many different things and situations, and I use that experience to guide you to find creative solutions to your challenges. My goal is to guide you to experience a deep, authentic connection with yourself and your child. Thank you for spending some time with me today. I'm not going to sing. I'm going to do you a favor. I'm not going to sing. But what is coming in my head is, let's talk about stress, baby. I know that's not the actual words of the song, but this is what's coming to me. So welcome to today's episode. We are going to talk about stress today. What if we could use stress in a productive way? So let me tell you what prompted this conversation today. So recently, I had my basement flood. To be quite correct, it didn't actually flood, because flood means there's like over a foot of water in your basement. But it's what they call seepage, right? But it seeped a lot, and it was crazy. And it happened twice within 2 weeks, within like 10 days. So the first time, like, it sucked, but it was like no big deal. Second time, it was just way too much for my nervous system to handle, right? And there was other things going on in life, and it was just like, I can't deal with this, right? So the mistakes that most of us as moms make without realizing it, because sometimes, like, if it's something like that, like, I knew that it was stressing me out, I knew what was going on, right? But sometimes we're stressed and we don't really know that we're stressed until we stop, right? But when stress is high, right, we typically have less time for self-care. And because we're not taking care of ourselves, our emotions are all over the place, and we react to our kids, right? So we're stressed, and then we're super, super short with our kids, and it just causes more disconnection. So in times of high stress, how can we actually step away from causing disconnection with our kids and actually connect with them more, okay? So this is what happened for me. So during this process, the first time, the first flood, I made sure that to keep my self-care high. And then even after it was done, it was like self-care was like still like after, like, I would go down there, take care. Even sometimes I'd be like, you know what, I'm going to let the water sit there for the next hour this morning, and I'm just going to do some self-care because the water's still going to be there. Right now I need to deal with me so I can like breathe and handle life right now, right? So I continued to make self-care a high priority, okay? But the second time it happened, I still continued to, but it was just too much for me to handle. It was too much for me to handle. And one of those days, like, I think it was like 2 days after. So there's still water coming in. It'd been coming in for 2 days, like, this is the second time it happened, right? So it'd been coming in for 2 days, and I was just like at my wit's end, and I just couldn't deal with it anymore. So I was driving to pick up Daphne from school, and I thought, what if I can use this to my advantage? What if I can use this to show Daphne that, yes, mom is stressed as fuck, but here's how I handle it, right? So after school, she had a chiropractic appointment, so I took her there. And then I had just explained to her, said, like, mom's having a hard time dealing with this water in the basement, right? But let's do something fun. Let's do something to distract ourselves. Let's do something that makes us feel good, right? So we went for a walk together. I brought her to one of my favorite vegan bakeries, and we got ourselves a treat, and we just enjoyed it and relaxed and just had talked, right? Connected. And then I said, what else do you want to do? And she's like, I want to watch a movie and have popcorn with you. I was like, perfect, right? Let's do it. So we got home. I was like, set it all up. And it was the cutest thing. She like closed all the blinds, and she set up all the blankets and the pillows, on the couch and while I like took a few moments to go downstairs and tend to the mess, right? Tend to the water. And just I kept talking to her about it, you know, and she continued to see me do my yoga, which I do every day, or like move my body and do my meditation. She continued to see me read and do things that make me feel good, right? And I just explained to her, yes, I'm super stressed, but like there's ways to cope with stress, and you don't need to take it out on people in your life, right? You don't need to. And I didn't react to her. Instead, I brought her in on my process. And instead of disconnecting with her through reaction, I connected with her by bringing her in, right? So this is all I really wanted to share with you today. It's a very short and sweet message. But if you're feeling stressed about something, just be careful about how much information you're sharing your child with your child, right? Depending on what the situation is. But with this, it was like, yeah, there's water in the basement. It's quite obvious. Don't need to shelter you from any of this, right? It is what it is. Do I need to get her stressed out about the finances of it? No. But do I also need to buy her everything that she desires? Well, no. You know what? Like, we have to fix the basement right now. So, you know, no, you can't have this extra toy, right? Kind of thing. But yeah, yes, we have the money to fix it, but you know, we're just not going to be overindulging in these other areas, right? So there's like ways that we can bring them in, teach them these life lessons without getting like sharing too much information and getting them worried about things they don't need to worry about. Okay. So what if the next time you're stressed, you can link arms with your child and explain to them, I'm stressed, but this is how I cope with it. How would you cope with it? What are things you can do when you're feeling stressed, when you're feeling sad, when you're feeling angry, right? It's such a beautiful, like everything is a lesson. Everything is a lesson. There's no such thing as failure. There's only like it's only feedback, right? So what if we use those challenging moments to teach our kids how to deal with challenging moments, right? So let me know what resonated with you in this episode. I love, love, love hearing from you. I love hearing, you know, having you invite me into different conversations, having you share with me what resonates with you, what you want to learn more about. So come find me on Instagram and we can continue this conversation. Thank you for listening. If you desire guidance from me every week, make sure to subscribe to this podcast and also follow me on Instagram or TikTok. I want to leave you with this quote. Great parenting happens when you start controlling yourself and stop controlling your child. Parenting is more about reparenting yourself as it is about parenting your child. This is a process. This is a journey, and I am here to guide you one connection at a time.